Harding and Winter Street Manufacturing District. If you had been standing in this location in 1870, you would have looked out over the waters of the Blackstone Canal. The canal company officially ceased operations in 1848, yet the canal waterway remained open for many years afterward. Gradually, new streets and buildings were built over the canal here and there. Then, in the late 1860s, while many sections of the waterway were still open, the canal was integrated into the city's new sewer system. Harding Street, which follows the route of the canal, did not exist until this section was finally covered over by sewer construction in the 1890s. Look south down Harding Street and imagine the scene in the 1830s as canal boats pass this way, drawn by horses plodding along town paths that flank the waterway. Imagine, too, when the open canal became part of the city's sewer system, how rancid the smell. Beginning in the early days of the canal, this once swampy section of Worcester was gradually built up with a mix of factories and houses on lots virtually bare of trees and grass. Over time, more and larger factories were built, sometimes replacing earlier buildings on the same site. The three to six-story brick factory buildings you see here today were built between 1870 and 1910. In them, a wide variety of products were made, as was typical of Worcester's industrial diversity. Boots and shoes, envelopes, looms, and more. During this period of great industrial prosperity, many smaller, earlier houses and commercial buildings along water and green streets were replaced with rows of multi-story brick tenement blocks with stores on their ground floors. A variety of foreign languages could be heard on these bustling streets as immigrant neighborhood residents shopped for groceries, services, and the wealth of ethnic specialties that reminded them of home. During the second half of the 20th century, this entire neighborhood changed dramatically. Several causes worked together to fragment this vibrant urban neighborhood. Many neighborhood buildings were lost to the construction of Interstate 290 in the late 1950s. Manufacturing declined in Worcester, and second-generation immigrants who now saw themselves as Americans preferred to live in more suburban locations. Today, water and green streets are mostly lined with one-story buildings and empty lots. But if you close your eyes, you may be able to imagine the teeming life that filled these streets a century ago.
At the corner of Winter and Harding Streets, turn right and proceed north up Harding Street to return to Union Station. While following this path, keep in mind that the Blackstone Canal remains buried under this street.